Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS. 1057 The Fan. Ed Norris will get your shovel.
Cities around the world that don't take care of our streets. I said everyone experiences. No one's happy when they, you know, hit a pothole, dent their rim, rattle their fillings, just, and they don't seem to ever fix them. So you have them in most cities in the United States. But apparently it's a problem worldwide. I only chose this story.
Potholes in my lawn.
I only chose this one because it's really cool what basically the citizens doing, artists in general, specifically. And it says like from, you know, Chicago to Southampton to Sarajevo, the urban mosaicists, they're actually filling in potholes on their own because the city won't or hasn't. So these guys have taken their talents to the streets and filled in these potholes, and some of these things are just absolutely beautiful. Like, look at these things. This is a pothole that's been filled in just by some artist.
Oh, sharp.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of them. I can't scroll through them, but it's just...
Be careful turning your laptop around here, Ed. I don't want it to jump to anything
else. I already
else.
Did that the other day, if you remember. Yeah. So I learned my lesson. but I think it's very cool. They're going around on their own time and taking their own materials and filling in potholes where cities should be doing this, you know, for the taxes you pay, but they don't.
Or should reimburse these artists for their work.
Should, actually, yeah.
They should, do. Give them a receipt.
Well, for their expenses. But, yeah, I think it's just kind of cool.
Jeremy Kahn?
Yeah, my shovel's going to certain Uber drivers. I don't know if you guys have saw this scam. Uber drivers are allegedly hiding from customers. Like, they'll go to where they're supposed to be and then hide from the customer.
Yeah, I saw that in New York last year. Remember that, Ed?
Oh, is it?
Well, I think that's what we were victimized of.
Really?
I think that's what that was.
You know why they do it. Why? So if they hide from the customer and the customer cancels the trip, they still get paid service fee, yeah, and they save on gas.
Ed. Yeah, that's right.
I think that's what that was.
You know what? In retrospect, it makes sense now. We went to see the Yankees play the Orioles up in New York. And our Uber never showed up. I assumed someone else.
And it showed that it was there.
It said it arrived. And then it went to Yankee Stadium, or we thought it went to Yankee Stadium. But it said it arrived. We never got it. Got another Uber and went to the ball game. But now it makes sense that you just sit there and cancel it and pay anyway. Yeah.
Yep. Now we know the rest of the story.
Wow.
My shovel goes to drivers who just don't pay attention. And yesterday was Exhibit A of how dangerous that was. So I left basketball practice. I'm going up Philadelphia Road towards 95 to get on 95 to go home. There was a lady pulled. You know the shopping center where the Dunkin' Donuts is, where the Mars grocery store used to be? She's driving an SUV. Looks like a Suburban. Coming out of the parking lot. There's a vehicle coming opposite of me down Philadelphia Road. Now, the vehicle just going because it has the right-of-way. I don't know what the lady in the Suburban was looking at, but she came out, caused a horrible accident where airbags were deployed all over the minivan. And you had to stop because traffic in front of you stopped. And you saw the lady in the minivan just banging on the steering wheel, cussing. I'm thinking to myself, when she gets out of that minivan, she's going to whip that woman's ass. And rightfully so. Yeah. I don't know if she was texting, talking to somebody else in the Suburban or what, but there was no she stopped leaving the parking lot and just started entering on the street. I don't know what she was thinking because traffic was coming.
Yeah.
The lady in the minivan had every right of way. She had the right of way. And it's like she didn't, the minivan driver just had no chance. Because if she'd have stopped suddenly, there was a vehicle right behind her. And was just, it was just, it was ugly. It was an ugly, unnecessary accident from someone who obviously wasn't paying attention. When you drive and don't pay attention, you turn that vehicle into a weapon. It's now a weapon. There's nothing more important when you get behind that wheel than to pay attention to what's going on around you. It was ugly. I'm telling Jeremy, it was really dangerous and ugly what I saw yesterday. And I'm like, man, that's it. That's why. That's Exhibit A right there. 410-583-1057. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
I'm about to say, damn, I ain't had no shovel.
You don't have to have no shovel, man. You said you had a score prediction. We take that.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Unless you want us to put you on hold and you
Hey, man, I was talking to this girl the other day, right, real quick, man. I think I want to get her a shovel, man. She talking about she about to have her first child. But she the fifth baby mother, man. Like, what's up with that, man? Go Ain't that crazy, so though,
who,
y'all? Like,
so who gets the shovel?
Here,
who gets the shovel? The lady for having her first child or the dude for having his fifth baby's mama? Who we giving the shovel to?
No, the lady having the first child being the fifth baby mother, she get the shovel. Because
she already knew there were four baby's mamas before that.
Hey, but if the dude already told her, right, because I met a girl, like, I got four baby mothers, right? I met a girl one day, right, and I was joking with her, like, man, come on, let's get married. She like, well, you know, I want to have my own kids. Not saying it like that, but you get me, though. But my score prediction for Sunday, man, y'all know I'm 1-2 in Cleveland, man. The Ravens just always let me down, man. It just, but I think it's going to be a tough, what, we scored, what, 40-something? I'm going to say it again, man. 42-13.
So are you going to Cleveland?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You going to make
I'm
it this
positive.
Time? Are you going?
I'm going to take a trip to the Hall of Fame museum. I've never been there before.
It is,
so, yeah.
Hey, Trippy, it's fascinating, man. I'm telling you.
There's more busts than the strip clubs at Tampa Bay.
It is absolutely.
I don't do strip clubs, man. Well, you know, out of town, but not these Baltimore strip clubs. You'll never catch me in one of them. But, hey, y'all have a great weekend. I catch up with y'all on this victory Monday, okay? Hello?
Oh. I don't do strip clubs unless I'm out of town. He didn't get my joke, though.
Busts.
Yeah.
Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
I'm going to say Baltimore 17, ooh. Cleveland 9.
Okay, so what's the score? What's the score in the second half? Because that's the halftime score. What's the score?
I'm gonna say 13-0 in the second half.
Hey, Kevin, you have a good weekend, man.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
All right, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. My favorite part of Fridays, over under 7:45. But on the other side, not a bad part of Friday. College football preview, week 12, up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You two are suckers, man.
What are we? Hold on.
You both suckers, man.
Hold on. So, Rob was insinuating.
You're making fun of the fact that I can't.
I'm not making fun by playing.
Open my mouth and talk.
Spit it through the wire with Kanye.
Kanye recorded this song with his mouth wide shut.
And
so
Ed,
and making fun of me today.
Like if I wanted to make fun of Rob, I would play something like this.
Well, well, well. The most diabolical haters this side of the Mississippi.
It's Silky Johnson.
Look at
diabolical.
You. They have not fixed this thing yet. You bang on the table and my monitor turned off.
Yeah, we got really nice equipment here. But hey, yeah, it's just, you do kind of sound like Silky Johnson a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I can't. Honestly, if I open my mouth feeling like the stitches will just pull it apart.
If with friends like these, who needs enemies? Yes. What are we talking about?
College football is what we're supposed to be talking about.
Well, let's get to it right away then.
If you have any interest in tonight's game, I think it's going to be a close game between Clemson and Louisville.
I mean, look, I ain't just... This got to make you happy, but I'm just so disappointed in watching any Clemson game now. Because, again, like, I am going to tell you to take Clemson plus the points tonight. And I don't feel
two and a half.
I don't feel great about it. It was at three. The line's going the wrong way with everyone betting on betting
so
the opposite.
Was it two and a half? Was it three now, two and a half? Does that change your mind?
No. That's what I mean. It makes me like it even more that it's going in the wrong direction.
But who were my two preseason frauds?
Clemson. And
LSU, remember they started off the season against one another. I said, this is the battle of two teams that don't belong in the top 10.
This is a battle of teams named Tigers that play in Death Valley, and both of them suck.
Sorry. He's going to hate me by the end of the show if he doesn't hate me already. I mean, look, Clemson's just so disappointing because there's talent there. Dabo recruits well, there's no question. I think they should win this game. The one thing I keep talking about, if you haven't watched Louisville yet, watch Chris Bell. They're going to throw him the ball 70 times and he's going to finish the game with 84 yards. I mean, he is a target monster, but he catches so many short passes. They just pepper him because if he's able to make somebody miss, he can break one.
Yeah, that's true. But that's also disguising quarterback issues.
Yes.
That's what it's doing right now. What about on Saturday, Notre Dame travels to Pitt. The top 25 matchup.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame is better than. They are ranked high. They were ranked high this year.
But again, people have been down on them. They're not sure if they believe in them.
I know, and I don't. I do. I really think they're a good team.
I don't believe in them. I just think they're better than Pitt.
Well, you know what I think it is? I think so many people hate them that it colors their perception of Notre Dame.
I think people hate them because of things you see right now where they're ranked ninth in the country. They're not the ninth best team in the country. There's reasons
Well, not just that. They've had this historically, but they didn't have to play in a conference forever.
Right. So still don't.
Yeah, right.
But it's such an important game to Notre Dame because Notre Dame is still trying to get into that playoff. They know what their route is to get into the college football playoff. But there's a couple things here. If you heard the quotes from Narduzzi, the head coach of Pitt, where he was like, well, this isn't an ACC game, so it doesn't mean as much. If they score, like basically talking about if they scored 50 points on you, do you care? And he's like, no, because it's not an ACC game. That's what means more to me. I'm going, every game should mean a lot to you.
Of course it should.
What you're saying.
That's the difference of trying to win the conference and trying to get into the national playoff.
Absolutely. What your visions are for your team. The other thing with this, too, is I noticed it was something I brought up yesterday. I went back and checked. Jeremiah Love has scored a touchdown in every single game this year except that opening game against Miami. Every game he scores, it's like a foregone conclusion that both of those running backs are going to get their touches. And I want to say there's five or six games that both of them have scored in. So
I think Notre Dame wins, but I don't think they cover.
No,
it's a big spread.
Yeah,
like 12.5.
Yeah.
Are you shocked that it's just 5.5 Alabama at home versus Oklahoma?
I'm not, but I think they're begging you to take the under there. That's what they want you to do because
they get me to take the points.
Well, I mean, I would take, you would take Oklahoma plus the points?
Mm-mm.
No? You mean minus the points?
Yeah, Alabama's going to wallop them.
See, I don't know. I mean, Alabama just went to LSU and played, and I understand we're back at home, and Oklahoma has a defense that's similar to LSU's. That's why I'm saying, I don't know what happened sidewise. I'm not telling you that I think Oklahoma covers this. I just think we get a lower scoring game like we had in LSU last week.
At Iowa at USC. Speaking of, in my opinion, disrespected. I think USC is so much disrespected.
Correct. And I believe that too. I was traveling out, you know, California. USC, what, 7.5-point favorites in this game? I think USC is not respected, as many West Coast teams are not. They used to be. I don't know why they're not now. But I think USC takes this game.
And you think you got any interest, Jeremy, in Florida traveling to Ole Miss?
Nope. I mean, I don't, but like, because again, the game only means something to Ole Miss at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it means anything to Florida. Florida's better than everyone wants to give them credit for, by the way. I understand what happened this year and the games that they lost. That defense is really, really good.
You don't believe in Georgia?
Nope.
Will beating Texas make you believe?
No, because they're not going to beat Texas. Texas is going to upset them this
That's
weekend.
Why I know you think that. That's why I said if they beat Texas.
Oh, I thought you said when they beat them.
No. I said will beating.
Well, they're favored by, what, 6.5 in a lot of places? So yes. It's not – I just think something's amiss with Georgia. And everybody wrote off Texas, and being a contrarian, it's going to make me kind of run to that team. It's like, oh, you guys want to write them off after one loss to Ohio State, and then they have the hiccup against Florida. And it's like, I told you, they've played a lot of close games and found ways to win. But yeah, I think this is one of those spots where I care about this game, and I think Ole Miss is the better team when all is said and done. But the bigger upset that I see this weekend, with Georgia, I think the bigger upset we see this weekend is TCU. And I don't think anybody's thinking about this game.
BYU?
Yes.
On the road?
BYU just came. BYU had, they were undefeated. Visions of grandeur of going to the college football playoff. Like, we're going to be in there. And then now you have this letdown game, and Texas Tech just kicks your teeth in. Now you got to pick yourself up and try to win this game against TCU when you have a look-ahead game against Cincinnati, who you're fighting for the conference with. It is one of those the worst sandwich spots to be in for a team like BYU. And TCU's just goofy enough to throw the ball to Aaron McAllister about 1,000 times and win that game. I'll definitely take them plus the points, but I think they went outright.
Ed,
just before you ask the question, I picked Ole Miss to win the SEC. Not looking like it now, but I mean, they're still right there.
Oh, they're right there.
Yeah.
You have a good shot at that.
I don't know if it's fair to you to say they're not looking like it right now. Right. They only have one conference loss.
They only have one loss, period.
Yeah.
You know, down there in Mississippi when they're playing football.
Now, let me ask you this. Ed, if you missed the first quarter of tonight's Minnesota-Oregon game, is it worth watching it? Is it already a blowout if you missed the first is the game the first quarter only? At 22.5-point favorite.
It's like ridiculous, yeah. I mean, at least they have a spread. Like, you know, who played the Citadel? Ole Miss played Citadel last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No spread. Nah, we're not even touching this. 49-0. You know.
I think that's going to be a beatdown tonight.
I do, too. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Football's
so lopsided.
If you have other plans, go ahead with them.
Yeah, I like the under in that game.
I'm happy it's a 9 o'clock game, though. You can actually watch it, even though it's out west.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Over under at 745, but on the other side. Cleveland did a good job of shutting down the Ravens' run attack in week two. The Ravens got a better chance of taking care of the business with more preparation, or they just take what they're given. Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the Fan.
They're really good. They got after us pretty good. I think we ran 21 times for like 46 yards, which is unacceptable. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Really nothing to do with Derek per se, other than it's not good enough. Just like we don't throw the ball well enough, or if we're not good enough in the red zone, it doesn't matter what area of the game, it's unacceptable, and you got to fight to fix it, and we have, and that happens. I mean, this is the NFL. You got good teams, good defense, but we've got to do a better job running it.
You do have to do a better job running the football, but I don't think it was all on Baltimore. I think sometimes you got to give your opponent some credit. Jeremy, when you score 40 points against your team and one part of your offense isn't working, you know what you say to the coach?
What's
good
up?
Coaching. You took what they gave you. And I think in this situation, instead of forcing the run, the Baltimore Ravens took what the Cleveland Browns gave them offensively. I think that's what it was the case of.
Or you mean the Vikings?
No.
The first time they picked the Browns. Because that was the big storyline this week is that the Ravens took what the Vikings gave them. Are you worried about the offense because it didn't look all that great? But I would sit here and say this, like going into this game, what is wrong with taking what the defense gives you?
I don't know.
You know, again, if they're going to, I'm not saying you fall into, you're this great running team and all of a sudden every look is a passing look. So you go, okay, we're going to throw the football down. I'm not saying that at all. But if they're giving you underneath stuff on first down, why wouldn't you take a chunk on first to make second and third more manageable? And then give you the decision whether or not you want to go for it on fourth. So I have no problem with doing that. I mean, Aaron Rodgers made a living out of throwing the ball to wide receivers off the line of scrimmage when DBs were too far off them. Like, hey, here's the play. Oh, no, we're changing it. I'm winking at Davante Adams. Here comes a screen pass that's going to go for 9 yards. So I got no issues with that at all. And I don't think typically what's happened with the Browns is their defense is outrageously good. They're really, really good.
Yeah, they are. They're very good. Yeah.
The problem is the offense can't do squat, so they just get left out there. They're given short fields to defend. It's got to be defeating to be on that side of the ball knowing that your offense isn't going to help you out.
I think they're less prepared now, the Ravens. Mm-hmm. I mean, they only get 45 yards rushing first game. I mean, they did obviously won big, but they only had 45 yards on the ground. The offensive line is playing poorly right now. The Browns are one of the best rush defenses in the NFL. They give up less than 100 yards a game. I don't see this going that well for the offense as far as a rushing attack. I don't. Derek will get his, I hope. Hope he has a much better game. He only had 23 yards in the first game. You have 11 carries. You only get 2 yards a carry. I mean, it was not a good game on the ground for anybody. And I really think the offensive line is playing poorly. So I think this game's going to be closer than people think. Ravens will come out on top. They need it. They're a better team, and they need it. But I don't see them really – I don't see Keaton Mitchell getting a breakout game. I think they're going to do the same thing they've been doing.
Yeah, I'm done with the Keaton Mitchell breakout game thing. Is he capable of it? Yes.
Yeah. It's just how are you going to have a breakout game if you get 4 or 5 touches?
Exactly.
How about 3?
Exactly. It has nothing to do with Keaton Mitchell's productivity. Like, it's opportunity.
If he has a breakout game, you got to look at him and go, damn, that guy's unbelievable. He had a breakout game with 4 touches.
Yeah. I mean, this is
– And maybe if Justice Hill doesn't play, he gets a few more.
He might. But this is the stuff that really makes both of you angry is when things are said by the coaching staff and what really happens.
Yeah.
And you look at this. I mean, Justice Hill has played. I mean, Keaton Mitchell, excuse me, he's played 5 games.
How many carries it?
15.
15?
15. Oh. That's 3 carries a game by my public school math.
Pretty good.
3 carries a game.
We must have went to the same.
What sucks, he has 6.2 yards a carry, though. He's getting 6 yards a carry.
Well, Ed, we feel that the reason he's so effective in yards per carry is because we don't overuse him.
They don't see him that often.
Yeah, we don't overuse him, so that's why we keep the volume down.
3 yards a carry. I mean, 3 carries a game. Excuse me.
You know, good and well, that's what they would tell us, Jeremy.
Yes.
We don't want to expose him. To success.
I mean, it gets to the point, too. Like, I would sit here and ask people when you're looking at getting him touches, you don't want them to come away from Derrick Henry. But again, why does it have to? Why couldn't some of those touches end up being, you know, we talk about some of the short passing game. Why can't you, if we're going to talk about a jet sweep or something else, get him in the flat? Something simple to get him some touches. It doesn't have to come away just from Derrick Henry. But he's so explosive. I know. Like Grant Delpit was talking about. He goes, yeah, man. He said, that guy's got like next level speed. But we'll be prepared for him.
I don't mean to, I'm laughing. I hate to do it, not tell you. Because of what Rob said about them being, well, you know, you don't want to do that because you don't want to expose them too much. This reminds me, it's in every business. Mm-hmm. One of the police commission, I was quizzing my guys at a crime meeting. And it was a homicide. I said, when'd you go? Did you go to the house? When'd you hit the house? Oh, we haven't hit it yet. We don't want to spook them. I said, why don't you wait a couple of months? You'll scare the crap out of them then. It's like, what kind of stupid answer is that? It's like,
we don't want to spook them.
They want to spook them. Go to the house. He knows you're looking for him. You wait till Christmas. He'll never know.
Mm. Wow. It's like, you have next level sarcasm. I don't want to work for you.
Oh, I was a peach.
Ain't no doubt about that.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey, man, I should be giving Trippy a shovel, man, for choosing to go to Cleveland this weekend instead of Vegas with me. We had a free room and everything. And I got some fine woman flying out from Dallas to Vegas. He could have had his 5th baby mother, this weekend, man. But
well, you mean 6. I think he kind of revealed that number 5 is coming.
Oh, yeah, I did. He did say that. So, man. Okay. But enjoy that Hall of Fame, whatever you're going up there, you know, and enjoy that 20-degree weather up in Cleveland. So have fun, buddy.
Buddy. Yeah, pal. Have fun in Cleveland, buddy.
Hey, but, yeah, I called in yesterday, Rob, when you was out, I guess, workload management day off, whatever you get the past couple of days.
But, it was load management. I slowed down.
The shots fired.
Oh, yeah. Slowed down. Yeah. But I was talking about, you know, with Lamar Ben Aubrey been banged up, and this offensive line the way it is, man, like, and with Myles Garrett playing the way he's playing, like, what is the offensive scheme going to be? Is this offensive line even good enough to double-team this guy and keep him away from Lamar, you know, and not have 5-6 sacks in Lamar? Because we can't afford him getting hit too much.
Double-team so and roll the other way.
And, Rashawn, to be honest with you, I practice load management with your cousin.
Oh, is that right?
Which,
oh, okay.
Which cousin?
Terrell?
Hassan? Yeah. I could have been dirty and said his sister, but I actually met her, so I didn't say that.
She's a nice girl.
Yeah, you stay away from my sister, man. You was already a little bit too close to her, too, man. You know, you stay away like that.
Man, but, you can't bring anyone around anymore.
What are you talking about?
Well, I know. You brought him around. You told him to stay away from your daughters. And then all of a sudden, he's like, you stay away from my sister? Like, everybody's got ulterior motives here, apparently.
Oh, we know Rashawn.
Yeah.
He's flying women from Dallas into Dallas. To
Rashawn,
Vegas.
Do you pay by the pound on those women or no?
I don't fly no girls out. They fly on their own dime, you know?
Oh, okay.
He don't want to be P. Diddy.
Yeah. Now, he said, I got girls flying out. Yeah,
he doesn't want to be P. Diddy. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Rashawn, that's a good pivot. Good pivot.
Yeah.
Right. All right, man. Well, y'all have a good one, though, man.
Yeah. Thanks. Rashawn's in his own Hall of Fame. That's
he said he's paid by the pound.
He said you can add your fifth baby mama. It's like, oh, my God. Bring out the flamethrower. Guy's already called in. He can't even call back in to defend himself now. Hello? Messed up.
That's
man.
The best time to go at them. They forget by Monday. I do kind of question, why are you going to Cleveland, man?
The Ravens are playing.
You didn't go to Miami. You're not going to Vegas, but you picked Cleveland?
Well, you know, Vegas, Rashawn's going there because the Cowboys play on Monday night. That's why he's going.
I don't care who's playing.
Trippie doesn't have any ties to Vegas.
I ain't going.
I'm with her. If you're going to go to, for me, if I'm going to away games, look at the cities. If they play the Bucks, the Saints, the Chargers, I go to those cities. I don't want to go to.
I would love being a fan of the NFC South.
Yeah, but yes, right. Yes.
You know what I mean? You got New Orleans, you got Tampa, you got Carolina. Yeah.
Trippie's a diehard Ravens fan. He's going to pick the Ravens game no matter where it is.
Then why didn't he go to Miami?
He tried to. The damn car broke down. That's what happened.
They had to rent a wreck.
Got to have another sponsor.
Those two guys fighting on the way down.
I don't think they could afford it.
Hold on. Now, answer me this. Do they buy all these tickets or is somebody hooking them up? Tickets to the games?
I don't know. I don't.
Well,
I'm baseball.
Do all their babies' mamas buy them tickets?
Rashawn has explained this to me.
Mm-hmm.
No wife, no kids, one job. That's how he does it.
No, I get that.
I think he buys the tickets.
I think he buys them.
I guess I was more talking about Trippie.
Oh, well, you should clarify. Rashawn's formula is pretty clear to me.
I think Rashawn buys them through that tailgate.
Tick pick?
People around town.
Oh, okay.
I think he, because he's good friends with Brian.
Yeah.
I think he gets a lot of his stuff through him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still going to a lot of Cowboys games.
Oh, those games? He's buying those.
He's going to Bali.
He's buying those.
The Philippines.
What? No kids.
Oh, no, I'm not.
He's been to BG&E for a long time.
I get that.
No wife.
He does a lot of overtime. Alimony, no child support. He did life right.
I know people that have kids that do that. They got a closet. They got a babysitter. They feel fine leaving those sons of bitches at home, man. They don't care.
World is stupid at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, Ravens, Browns, over, under on the Fame.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range.
This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Over under. Love it. I love it. I love it. Ed Norris, Lamar Jackson, 49 and a half yards rushing, over or under?
Under. Under. He's averaging less than that this year. And he's playing one of the best rush defense in the league. And he's coming off an injury. I'd say under.
I'm doing one under as well, just because I don't think it's going to be a ton. If Lamar Jackson has 50 yards rushing, it's because the team has 150 to 200 yards rushing total. And I don't think that's going to happen. Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. You want me to answer?
Over or under?
Oh. I'm going to go under. I think 49 and a half seems like a bit much. And if the Ravens, look, being the favorite that they are, you feel like they're going to rely heavy on the running game. But I think that has more to do with the backs.
Keaton Mitchell, Jeremy, 5.5 carries, over or under?
Can't believe I'm doing this because I think 5 is the number. I'm going to take over. If there's anything with Hill, you know, being banged up, or if they put him in the game and say, hey, okay, this isn't what we want, or they want to just give him another week off, I think he gets a few more, so I'll go over.
Ed, do you still have that Keaton Mitchell stat handy?
No, but
it's not in front of you. Now, you said he averaged 3 carries.
15 carries in 5 games.
15 carries in 5 games. My question was there ever a game where he had more than 5? And I answered that myself because no. Ed, his season high is 4. I'm going under.
Yeah, I'm going under as well.
I wrote it down over here on one of my pieces of paper. You didn't write it down in your notebook?
I did.
Okay, just want to make sure. You didn't have that ready, but I did.
I had it in my head. I didn't need it ready.
Okay.
That's the difference.
Hey, why don't you just headbutt him and get it over?
It's been a long 3 days.
Shut up, man.
Defense forces, Ravens defense forces, 1.5 turnover, Ed, over or under?
They're going over. I think Roman Gabriel's grandson's going to give it up.
They're not related.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
In this story.
I know they're not, but yeah.
Want them to be?
In my fairy tale, they are.
He's not Peter Gabriel either.
He's not Peter Gabriel either.
I'm going over as well. I think Peter Gabriel throws a lot, gives it up. I think he might just say, screw this and put it on the turf, Jeremy, and walk off.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going under. Home game for the Browns. I think the Ravens might get one turnover. I don't think they're getting two.
Yeah. Miles Garrett, 1.5 sacks.
I'm always going to go under when you give me a single player with two sacks in a game, because it's not likely. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you were going to pick someone in this league, it was likely 4. He's probably the guy, but I'm going to go under.
Well, you convinced me.
I'm going under.
No, I'm going over, because if anybody's likely to do it, it's him. I'm going over.
All right. Roman Gabriel's grandson, 199.5 yards passing, over or under, Ed?
Under. We got about 150, 175. I don't think he's the guy. I don't think he's the guy at all, actually. I think they're going to have to rely on the run to even stay in this game.
Yeah. I'm going, not only am I going under, but can I take it one step further?
Yeah.
I don't think he finishes the game.
Ooh.
I'm going under. It's going to be hard to get 200 yards passing when you don't finish the game.
Yeah.
I think Gabriel's got 199.5 problems and passing is one, so I'm going under. That cat just can't get it from point A to point B.
Joe just asked me, does he not finish because he's that bad or they hurt him? My response was, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think this is the game where if they don't put Shedeur Sanders in eventually, all of Cleveland's going to be asking all week, all right, where's Shedeur Sanders? Because this guy sucketh. I think at this point, it's deliberate.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, it's got to be, dude. Come on, man, this guy's horrible. Okay, it's not like you're trying to save the season with a veteran quarterback. I wonder if Cleveland's tanking. You traded the only guy that could win you some games in Joe Flacco, and you choose, in my opinion, the worst of the two rookie quarterbacks to finish the season. You can't make guys lose, so the only way you can make your team lose is to put them in the worst situation you can put them in. I think administratively, they are tanking. I don't think they want to win games.
That's okay. That's That's different than thinking that they're just doing this because they don't like Shador.
Okay. No. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad I cleared that up.
Yeah.
No. I think it's intentional in terms of not trying to win.
That makes 1,000 times more sense to me than anything else. Like, you want better draft picks? Maybe they do think Shador is going to be good. Maybe they just want him to sit and then come back,
yeah,
you know, and get better draft picks.
Oh, no. I don't think this is a dislike for Shador Sanders. I think this is a deliberate effort not to put yourself in the best situation to win. I think that's what this is. Greg in Middle River. What's up, Greg?
Hey, man. How y'all doing? I love y'all guys, man. Let me say that first.
Here we go.
Here's the big moment.
Here's the pivot.
And look, I think the Ravens going to handle their business, number one, in Cleveland. And number two, I got a shovel for Ed. Ed, mm-hmm. When you made that statement the other day when you and Jeremy was talking about the best comedians and you picked George Carlin, mm-hmm. of all people. George Carlin. I mean, I would have went with Ron White or even the guy that do the redneck jokes. Come on, man.
I got to give you a shovel.
George Carlin is one of the greatest comedians of all time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. George Carlin is the one that has the difference between football fields and baseball fields. Baseball is a field. Football's played on the gridiron.
Baseball, yeah. You go home.
Football. Go to the end zone.
You go to the gridiron. Yeah.
The 7 dirty words on the radio that you can't say.
He's an influence over so many modern comedians. He's one of the most brilliant guys. He did political comedy before anybody did it. Him and like Lenny Bruce.
That's the key word. He's an influencer.
By the way, I'm all for you guys giving these two jokers a shovel for saying Eddie Murphy wasn't a great stand-up because they both deserve it.
I never said he wasn't a great stand-up. It's like saying a great musician is not great because it's not my preference. Eddie Murphy was just dirty. That's all it was.
Sounds like you don't like him.
Not my preference. Yeah. He's one of the most successful ones.
One of the greatest ones of all time.
One of the most successful ones of all time.
One of the greatest stand-up comedians in the history of stand-up comedy. That's two of the largest specials. And I like to think I'm right more times than not. I may not be right about that, but I like to think I am. I don't know how you give somebody a shovel for talking about George Carlin. I mean, like Ron White? You want to put Ron White over tater salad? Or you might be a redneck if you do this? That goofy ass stuff? I almost said something else.
Larry the Cable Guy? I mean,
yeah. Oh, Larry the Cable Guy. It's not even his real name. It's all fake. The whole it's big...
dumb. So dumb. That's the kind of comedy I don't like.
Mike Preston joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Oh, yeah. So a couple of things that are just really weird. I'm going to give you the two headlines for the stories we're going to talk about. We've all been there where our dog accidentally shoots us with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Everybody's had one of those. I want to give you just this update of this story because this apparently happened to someone else. Yet again, dogs always shooting their owners. I'll tell you how this went down. And I sent you guys a story. This is... I don't even know where to start with this. They're saying Italian prosecutors have launched an investigation that wealthy people from Western countries paid upwards of $90,000 for what they would deem to be sniper safaris. I'll tell you exactly what that is, and they're not hunting animals. They're not hunting animals. We get into that next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.